Well, here's the thing. No one knows the future. I mean, like, we can only make plans, and then we have to leave it in God's hands. As Proverbs 16 says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, James 4, verses 13 through 15, you know, this is a passage that says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Mm. So I think this is what we need to do is, you know, we need to do what is necessary to prevent further outbreaks. I mean, like, we have seen, of course, that bit of a climb just in the last number of days. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of scaring people a little bit. Will we go back into lockdown of some kind, some form? Who knows? But yeah. Ultimately, you know, we make our plans, but we leave it up to God as to how things are going to proceed. And that's where I see things going.
Mm, would you say that this is a good, I don't know, because no one's saying that God necessarily caused this by any means. I think that we've even addressed that like in weeks prior or even months prior.
Yep.
But maybe this is even something that we can learn to not always be so planned in the future. This is what's going to happen. That's going to happen. Like the uncertainty almost brings us closer where it's like, God, you know, give me the wisdom. Like, you know, give us this day our daily bread, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, ultimately, sure, you know, God says, go ahead and make plans because we're kind of foolish not to make plans.
Yeah, yeah.
But with every plan that we make, we need to hold them with open hands, ready to be like, okay, God, you're going to take it and do whatever you want, ultimately.